When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Thanks for joining us on a Monday. My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, and we are looking forward to a temperature we haven't seen for quite some time. By Friday, we will be in the mid-50s.
November 17th.
Is that right?
According to Paul Douglas. It's the last time it was 52.
And the sun is out too, which is just like double wonderful. Doubly fantastic.
All right. I think we should have the royal report, Julia. I think we need to get to it. So much has happened over the weekend. Prince Harry became a godfather. He wore a short red military jacket to some event that the Duchess of Sussex was not at. And the Sussexes finally have their office completely separate from the Cambridge family.
It was a rift between the boys, not between the girls.
It was a big rift. We saw that even in the body language a couple weeks ago when the four were together.
That bothers me that they haven't made up. Their brothers, get over it.
Well, they will. They will. But remember what a probably a temperamental person one will become when you're first in line, when you know you will be king.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You have to act differently. You mean that? Is that what you mean, Lori?
Yes, I think William is maybe...
Always had to be more responsible. Always had to worry about what people thought about him. He had more of a cross to bear, as it were. Because he is the first, you know, the second in line, really. But he was always going to be the first. He will be king. So he has to always act differently.
Yes. And I think their fallout, I don't necessarily... I just think maybe William might have been indelicate or brusque, as an older brother can be, when he first was like, are you sure about this chick? You know, like about Meghan.
Right.
Because, and maybe Harry took umbrage at it or something, and they've never really, you know, like he's always been sensitive, because he's already sensitive because the UK... tabloids and stuff have been completely racist about Meghan Markle and clutch imaginary pearls to the point they called her New York shower Marie Antoinette style excess.
I saw that.
I mean,
they're crazy.
She is an American girl who just happens to be married to British royalty. That's the thing they can't, that they hate, and the fact she's biracial.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I think Harry is sensitive to it.
Yes, I get it.
And he's taking it out on William, maybe his frustration he's had towards the tabloids. But all along, it makes sense that they have two separate
staffs. Houses.
Yes. I mean, of course, it made sense when he was the royal bachelor, Harry. Right. I get it.
What's the problem?
Well, I'm ready for them to move on, and I want everyone to be happy.
Now she's going to have a little shower in London, and I'm sure the sun and the mirror will clutch their imaginary pearls about how tacky it is of her to...
It's just not done.
Just not done. Yeah. It will be low key, and her mom is going to be there, and it will be like probably just...
It'll be lovely.
It'll be half a dozen people.
It'll be lovely, Lori.
Will Kate be there?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And the Duchess, you know, they were godparents, so she went out this weekend.
The Tyndalls.
Looks like she's ready to pop.
Doesn't she?
Yeah. I remember Both of mine came so early.
And this Tyndall,
I was never that.
Yeah, this Tyndall close. Is the one who's married to the rugby guy.
Yeah.
He's the real rugged. He was Mike Tyndall. He was kind of famous. And she's like one of Queen Elizabeth's like favorite granddaughters yeah. also. She's kind of like Harry is on the that side of the family. And, you know, there they were.
That's fun.
Mia, Isla, Lena.
Yeah.
She's just popping out the kids.
She totally is. Okay, we just have to give a big shout out to the Minnesota Women's Whitecaps.
Oh, yeah, they won.
They won. Indeed. There was their inaugural year for the NWHL season. The Minnesota Whitecaps, they've been playing out of the Tria Rink in downtown St. Paul, which is the old Dayton's, or Macy's. And they won the Isobel Cup. Is it Isobel Cup? And they just
say Isabel.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
The U.S. Olympian and former Gopher star Lee Stricklin scored 49 seconds. They went into overtime.
Yes.
On Sunday afternoon to lift the Whitecaps 2-1 victory over the Buffalo Buttes in the league championship game. I mean, this is their very first year. Most of their games were sold out.
Yeah. I thought they were all sold out. It was impossible to get a ticket.
It was impossible to get a ticket to this. Marley, who we work with, was heavily involved. So congratulations to everybody. But isn't it interesting how the Lynx and the Whitecaps now are winning? The women are rocking and rolling.
Yeah, that's good.
There's a big game. The, you know, the Final Four is going to be here.
Yes.
Coming soon.
Aren't you going to be out of town for all the festivities?
Was I out of town that week? I'm not even talking about that. I was going to talk about the Gophers.
I thought you were going to be gone for all the Final Four activities.
No, she's here.
Oh, okay.
I think you might be gone.
You might. It's April 9th.
Oh, it's not till then? I thought it was like right around the corner
started. They just came out with the NCAA, you know.
The brackets?
Yes,
the brackets.
Is it Sweet 16 or Sweet
78?
No,
we're not even close.
No, it's 68 right now.
68.
Yeah, heavenly 68.
So we've got 4 weeks. So that isn't happening. It's the weekend, Donnie, of what, the 6th of April?
Yeah, I believe the 6th is the semifinals and the 8th is the finals.
Yeah.
So that's when all the action will be happening downtown Minneapolis.
And you can go and watch. I mean, if your kids are basketball fans, you can go into the U.S. Bank Stadium for free on Friday and watch them play.
Making a note, April 5th. Basketball pickup lines.
Oh, okay. Writing it down. B-ball pickup lines.
I can just imagine.
Well, the Gophers.
That would be such a great time to go out and flirt if you were a single person. My gosh.
There's going to be the amount of people. There'll be more people probably than the Super Bowl. It'll be nicer weather.
Wow.
Lori, this is a big darn deal.
All right.
The Final Four is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gophers are number 10, and their very first game is against Louisville.
Yes.
Oh.
And isn't that where Patino's dad was?
That is correct.
Okay, so our coach is Patino Jr.
Didn't his dad leave in disgrace?
Yes, pretty much.
He coaches in Greece now.
What?
Well, I hope he comes home and watches his son.
Well, it'd be nice to live in Greece, I guess.
Yeah, why not? But so...
Well, won't the Gophers get pounded by Louisville?
No. I've already gone around and talked to the boys.
Oh, okay, what did they say?
Louisville is not having one of their big teams.
Okay. It's a toss-up for me.
It's a toss-up.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, you never know.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for that wise Yoda basketball word.
Because we're doing a bracket here at work to fill out.
But not yet.
Yeah, it's due Thursday, Lori. The games start next weekend.
Yeah, no.
You're not going to do it?
No, look at how bad I was with my hockey predictions,
really,
and that's
a
sport I know.
This is true.
Yeah, I would be like, you know, just fumbling around. No, I couldn't even.
I might as well
throw darts at something.
Mm-hmm. You never know.
I'm gonna have my son help me.
Help you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it cost money to enter this?
$5.
Oh.
It's not a lot.
But then the minute all your teams are out, you're out. And even if you have one team in the bracket, do you keep moving along?
If your team wins.
It doesn't work like that. It's total correct picks from each game.
It is, Donnie?
Oh. Yes.
I like the one where...
I like my idea.
I like
as long as
too.
You got one person, one team going, you're still in the running for the money.
I like yours a lot better.
I do too, Julia. Jeez,
it a lot better.
It's hard. This is why I don't do brackets at the bowling alley. They play brackets at the bowling alley, and I just can't even... I'm like, why?
Right.
You know, what would be the point?
Well, it's just for fun.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm winning or not. At least when I'm playing poker at my bowling table.
They pay you after every hand.
We know what we're doing. We have our cards. We can see there's not, I don't know.
Lori, you usually...
Brackets just make
you know when you're
hives.
Winning at the end of the game because someone won and someone lost.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not hard.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
It's just picking the right teams.
It's
that's
just another $5 on top of
it's
this.
It's just something else to do.
It's something else, yeah, to put your money on. Yes. And maybe win. And the good bowlers win. I am not a consistent good bowler.
Okay.
Thus.
How's the cold shoulder?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, I'm lubricating it every day.
Right. This is really good to know. All right, we'll be right back
with Random Thoughts.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay. So, we have some lyrics.
Okay.
Because earlier, I don't know how it came into our head. There's a place in France where the ladies wear no pants. There's a hole in the wall where the men can see it all.
We were talking about middle school.
Now, are you remembering this?
Yes, but okay. I cannot for the life of me remember the rest of the words.
Well, they're so dirty.
Yeah, okay, that's okay. Fine.
There, another one was, there's a land called Mars where the ladies smoke cigars and the men wear bikinis and the children drink martinis. Do any of these? Donnie, do you not remember that?
No.
Well, there's dirty words coming up. Oh, yeah. We sing that all the time.
Yeah, probably right. Politically incorrect.
Oh, it's
and dirty
terribly
lyrics,
wrong.
And we probably were singing them wrong then. And,
I'm sure I
but
was.
But it's a very catchy opening first line. There's a place in France
where the ladies wear no pants. I think so. Okay, funny. So this happened to me this morning. So I finally went online to figure out what the hell to do because I struggle with heartburn. Okay. And I just want people
thank
to know.
Thank you for sharing.
No problem. Yeah, thank you. I didn't eat anything. I hadn't drank anything. And it's just like, where does this come from?
Yeah.
Okay. So I went online. Here's what you do if you have heartburn and you don't have, the Tums isn't working or whatever you're taking isn't working.
I like the antacids they have here at work because it's bicarbonate and they're better than Tums or Rolaids.
They don't work fast enough.
Yeah.
When I have it, it overcomes me and I just need it something immediately. Right there.
Right, so what do you do?
Here's what you're supposed to do. Loosen your clothes. Because any way your stomach's restricted, you know how I used to hate Spanx and all that stuff and I'd leave it in the bathroom because they cut off all that oxygen.
Yeah, right.
Loosen your clothes. Stand up straight. Really straight.
Is this advice that you've discovered that works for yourself, though?
No, I'm just giving this to everybody. I tried all this morning.
Oh, you didn't? Did it work?
Yes, I stood up straight. I did have loose clothes on.
All right.
But stand up really, really, really straight. Sometimes
tilt your pelvic floor or something. Get your posture good.
You can use baking soda mixed with water. That might get rid of it.
That's true. I've done that.
Yeah.
Have you? So, Danny, you have this, too. I mean, it just overcomes you and you just want to die. Chewing gum is supposed to help. Apple cider vinegar diluted. Okay.
So you let us know how all this works.
I'm going to let you know all of that and how it works.
And I believe you all about the leaky guts. There's a promo, I guess, running.
So now you know that it's true.
Well, I didn't ever doubt it. It's just that, A, I object to the name. Okay.
It's not pleasant.
I object to the name.
It's like when someone gets interviewed, I object to them answering the question that way.
Yeah, I object to the name. And I hadn't heard of it. And of course, you would go to a class on that, whereas I would run in the absolute other direction, and I'd have a million other things to do.
But
luckily,
you did it to support a friend.
Yeah, listen, I don't suffer from this.
Right, either
do
I.
So I'm very glad about that because I'd have a hard time, you know, even saying aloud what I have when I disagree with
my name.
Hello,
my name is Lori, and I have a leaky gut.
Yeah, hello.
I have LG.
Lori Leaky Gut.
Yeah.
No, but you know what I mean?
But it is.
People have been letting me know.
It's very big.
That it's very real. Mm-hmm. And I thank you all.
Okay. Thank you all for telling me I didn't know what I was talking about. Thank you. And I'd like to thank you and you and you. Okay. So what is coming out? You know, Game of Thrones is everything. Now
Four weeks away.
Game of Thrones wines. Okay. The guy, Bob Cabrella, has been making wines for years. As a matter of fact, he was in 2011. He won the Wine Star Award and Wine Enthusiast.
Blah blah blah.
Oh, fine. Okay, but they made Game of Thrones wines.
Is it the ice wine? Have you ever had that ice wine?
No.
It's made out of those little, you know, like they're little winter berries, and then it's like this cold, icy wine, almost like a.
Is there a little ice in the wine?
No, but really it's called ice wine. It's a type of wine that's just made in the winter, and I don't know if they make it in Scandinavian countries or Iceland, but I've had it and it was delicious. And that would seem like a good Game of Thrones thing to have this ice.
They have a Chardonnay.
All right.
It's the label, Lori.
The Game of Thrones it's label.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
It's the label. Yeah. They have a Chardonnay.
Donnie, you're so literal. Is there ice in it?
I just didn't even answer.
Actually, it's from Germany. It's a dessert vine. It's produced from grapes that have been frozen but still on the vine.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. Thank you, Donnie.
Delicious.
It's a dessert wine, so you don't want to like have too much of it, I suppose. You just sip it.
All right. Well, anyway, that's coming out. If people really want to go over the top and they're going to a Game of Thrones viewing party, why not bring a Game of Thrones bottle of wine?
Can you even find it anywhere?
You can. It's everywhere.
Yeah, right.
Go to your local place.
I don't believe it.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
All right. I want you to go to your place and find out. Okay. So as far as cars, I have to know when I'm buying a car, I need it to go over 200,000 miles because I put so many miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, compared to you and me, we bought our cars at the same time. I've got 25,000 more miles on it than you do.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some facts.
I've begged you to move into the city.
I know. Nope. I'm only 10 minutes out.
20. No, you're not.
Oh, it's more than that.
Yeah, 20. You're 25 minutes.
25?
Yes. I tried to move in.
Listen, not everyone wants to drive 80 like a bottle rocket down 94 like you do.
I've curbed it. There's a lot of well, 94 is still in good shape, but getting on to 94 is...
Yeah, you got to slow it way down.
Oh, there's so many
holes. Unless you got your ski helmet in the car.
How about Fairview in St. Paul? Oh. I was driving on the other side of the street yesterday. Yeah. That place is crazy. Okay, so what SUVs are the workhorse. They are the longest-lasting vehicles that you can buy. They mm-hmm. dominate the list of cars that run over 200,000 miles. Of the SUVs, the Toyota Sequoia, Chevrolet Suburban, Ford Expedition, GMC, Ford Runner, Toyota. But here's the brands, okay? Toyota, Honda, GMC, Chevrolet, and Ram. Those are the cars that last long. So if you are buying a car and you want it to last long...
My uncle still has his 97 Chevy Blazer. That was like one of the first kind of SUVs that came out, Blazers. Those were around like in the late 70s.
Oh, yeah, but they did a new shape when it came back because Bill had one of those. Mm-hmm. Yes, those are out and about. In lieu of all of this varsity blues gate and college entrance exam gate,
mm-hmm.
There was a person talking that I thought made a lot of sense this morning on CBS Morning News and talking about how we have grown a group of people to be achievers, but to not have character.
Mm-hmm.
And how in admissions, they look at all the achievements. You know, have you done this? And it's really hard to define a person's character, and they need to figure out a way. Because character is so much more important than achievement.
Yeah.
So I
interesting.
Thought, I thought that was an...
Well, so maybe that will be the good thing to come out of all of this.
I think there will be some good stuff, because everyone... It's so stressful. And I was just watching some other dumb thing about the junior year of school for these kids. Mm-hmm. It's so super stressful. And it shouldn't be. I mean...
Well, it shouldn't be. And there also has to be, you know, some understanding that not all dreams come true. And
that's
you're
right,
not going to be able to go to... Just because you want to go to that school doesn't mean you're able to.
You're going
to
go...
You know, you're going to go where you're going to afford to. I'm not going to let you get into debt for this guy. I mean, there has to be...
100% agree.
I don't get this all granting every wish may it all come true for you. I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
I don't either, Lorraine.
All right,
when we come back...
Oh, wait.
I can't shut it down. It's going viral. This is the My Talk Now Trending Report.
Interesting day on the World Wide Web.
Trending online this afternoon, it's Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. They are in a new still for the upcoming Quentin Tarantino movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That movie is out in theaters in July. Also trending online this afternoon, a sad story. Soledad O'Brien, the journalist, trending because her mother has passed away 40 days after her father. And also trending online, Kevin Tsujihara, he is the head of Warner Brothers, and he is out of Warner Brothers. He has resigned today amidst improper conduct allegations first reported by the Hollywood Reporter. Well, that's what's trending here at My Talk, and want to remind you to join My Talk 107.1's Lori and Julia at the 2019 Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. This annual event is on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th at Southdale Center in Edina, and get early bird pricing now through March 30th. So go sign up for My Talk's Team LoJ at mytalk1071.com. Keyword race.
Now you know what we know. See more at mytalk1071.com.
You're a falling star. You're the getaway car. You're the line in the sand when I go too far. You're the swimming pool.
Heard fast guitars, drums.
And somehow you've learned to love Barbara Streisand.
No,
since
I know,
I've met
but
you.
I mean,
you've
really
learned to love
really
my people.
I have, since I was a little kid, I've always I love anything that always had the big drums,
right.
And I was always, you know, just love that whole sound. And of course, everyone, you might not know the name Dick Dale, but on Saturday night, we lost a guitar legend.
Yep.
He always gets the moniker about surf rock. Donnie, you can tell us why the surf rock. But he was 81 years old, and he basically had a signature very fast guitar here.
Yes, incredibly.
People know
fast.
This from this song from Pulp Fiction. It was in a key scene.
Yeah, that's him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know this.
But the speed.
The speed. Yeah.
It's like, how does he do that?
But he influenced so many.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
yeah.
So many different guitarists. You know, the fuzzed out, the distortion, the very fast. I don't know, the surf rock, I guess, because that fast guitar got played on a lot
of... Yeah, I'm not real up on surf rock.
I'm not either, Lori, but thank you for honoring
him.
Well,
Sloop John B., remember that song? You know, the Beach Boys sang that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that song is a Bahamian folk song, which the Beach Boys put on Pet Sounds and made it be, everyone always thinks, oh, that's just like a classic America USA song, and it's a Bahamian, the Sloop John B.
That I did know.
You did?
I did know that was a Bahamian.
Never knew
well,
that
this
one.
Is really...
Julie is going to claim she doesn't know the Sloop John B.
This is inspirational.
But
sure
she does know it, and just because you don't know the name doesn't mean you can't stay focused for 1 second and listen to Sloop John B., just so we can complete the musical moment with
you. Oh, wait a minute. Still got Michael Bublé playing there.
Of course I know it. I know it.
Yeah, I know, but I
want
you to put it all
together. I don't know that I want to.
Yeah,
right.
You do want to know
put
it.
Put together now.
It's a sad day for rock and roll to lose Dick Dale.
I know this song.
Yeah. Great song, right?
It's called Sloop John B.
Sloop John B.
Yeah,
oh, I would never know that.
Sloop as in boat.
I would always know.
I mean, don't you love this song?
But I never knew what it was called.
No. It's a Bahamian folk song.
Correct.
On the Pet Sounds.
I want to go home.
All right, lovely.
It's a great song.
Anyway, so Miser Lou, you know, was the song that Dick Dale was played in a key scene in Pulp Fiction. I believe the Black Eyed Peas sampled it for one of their dance songs that I will not bore you with the name of because your eyes are rolling back in your head.
They really are.
It was just a part of the California, the early sound of California rock
music. Just that,
that
fast, yeah. Okay, so I saw this on Friday, and I was wondering when I was watching Wendy Williams, because I still am watching her. She comes on at noon.
She's crabby. I saw this too on Friday.
Okay, you did see
I
it.
I did, and I'm like, what is wrong with her?
And Wendy, I thought, either she's lost producers or she's not reading a damn thing.
Nope.
because she is giving a lot of misinformation in her hot topics. Where she's
worse
getting,
than us, people. Worse than us.
Way.
We don't have producers in our ears telling us no.
Yep. I mean, just every day, two or three gigantic omissions that are just, and so on. She's talking about Aretha Franklin, the biopic, Amazing Grace. She starts out right away saying, oh, Aretha never wanted this to come out. Well, you know what it's like when you got family working for you, completely getting all the facts about
Amazing
Grace.
And they must need money.
They must need money.
And she wouldn't like it because she didn't have on makeup. You know how you are in the 70s in a church.
Yeah, look at her. She's not looking all glamorous.
Oh, she was
rude. She just went on and on about just, and first of all, the number one thing that getting wrong right at the top of the story was that Aretha never wanted this to come out. Aretha didn't want that to come out until she had licensing rights that worked to her benefit because Sidney Pollack filmed this and that Wendy said, and it was a single camera, so it's not even shot well. Used five cameras.
She really makes up crap.
She was just, and anyway, but Aretha gave her blessing to this once they worked all that out, and the family is releasing it, and people are saying it premiered at the Toronto Film Festival. How wonderful it is capturing Aretha Franklin in this church at the height, and the family. Because she went on and on.
She went on and on. And that they must need money. And they must need money.
It's a financial mess. Yes. I'm sure the bill collector's like, okay, rest in peace, Aretha.
Now
we still need our money for this, that, and the other thing.
Too bad.
Not even realizing, even if Aretha didn't have a will, she's worth $80 million plus because Aretha will probably be on the dead earning celebrity list for, you know, because she passed away and all, you have all these people rediscovering her music. Anyway, she just said all this crap. They took her down bit by bit. But the part I really like if Wendy really was feeling bad about it, they said second, 1972 was the era of Black Power and Black is Beautiful and her short natural hair and simple makeup. Miss Franklin was in step with the times and appropriate to the occasion. There was no showgirl glamour, no pressed hair, no eyelashes, the lack of which Williams ridiculed on her program. The simplicity gives Amazing Grace its power. Anyway, I thought that was because when
she was such a,
she was like making up, like Aretha flat out didn't want this. And this is just hungry fame whore, rich relatives trying to peddle this movie that Aretha.
I don't get it.
Oh, here's the best one.
Oh, geez.
Here's one of Wendy Williams' statement that nobody's going to the movies to see a one-shot deal like Black and White.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, it got glowing reviews from Rolling Stone, the New York Times, and people are just
shown at some film festivals, I believe.
Yeah. And then she again rounded back around. Oh, they're trying to satisfy her outstanding debts.
Yep.
She's doesn't have outstanding debts. She has a will that doesn't exist. Okay. Mm-hmm. There was no will. So it's in, what do you call
What's going to happen with her in probate?
An escrow?
Escrow, or whatever.
Okay. What are we going to do? What are we going to do with Wendy Williams? What do you think is going to happen with her? I mean, she got in that massive thing with Howard Stern.
I don't know if they're telling her just like run your mouth about anything and just be, you know, because she was off the air for 6 weeks.
So we just need in the headlines. So just keep barking stuff.
Yeah. But to get so many to get that much wrong in that story, I was yelling at the TV and I was like, Julia and I know this. Yeah. We have Donnie. It's the three of us. Between the three of us, we're reading. Wendy has a whole team. Like, she probably has five or six producers.
Yeah, there's no excuse for that.
Nobody is, like, getting the 411 so that she sounds like she's giving. That way you can deal the dirt and the good. You can go back and forth. But she's just been consistently getting a lot of things wrong. I'm very disappointed. And all I can think of is that all this stuff sometimes comes out sideways when you're holding a secret inside. And I don't know what's going on with her, but I feel like, you know. Yeah.
Did you watch her today?
Yes.
What'd she say today?
Kevin
Jr., Kevin Sr.
No, she didn't talk about, she talked about the college admissions thing, but she didn't say, you know, I only watched like maybe the first 15 minutes. She did manage to not, you know.
Yeah, I just am done with her. Yeah. I don't find joy.
I'll keep watching.
I need to find the joy.
Well, and maybe people have gone to...
I don't
I'm going to call it Michael and Sarah because I can't stand Strain and Sarah. That they name a
I went to the news.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
KSTP?
Well, no, they are on Michael and Sarah on at noon. Channel 45.
Yeah.
You think actually, that show's going to last? Michael and Sarah?
It doesn't cost him anything to do.
Yeah,
and she's going to go off on maternity leave, right. And they'll do some testing of the audience. They'll ask the affiliates. KSTP will probably get a call. How's it doing for you guys?
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. And, you know, I guess I'm sticking with Wendy.
All right, you little loyal dog, you.
Well, I just feel like, you know, it's a habit. I feel like I want to know what Wendy's saying today.
Oh.
And I do. Julia, I'm not sick of it.
All right, well, good. I'm glad.
But I did get mad at her on Friday on behalf of Aretha Franklin's estate.
And Aretha Franklin's family is very grateful for you.
I really know that she fired off
She was terrible.
She got like, she gave 10 facts and every one of them was wrong.
I know.
You know, okay, listen, we come back. We're going to Hollywood speak. Why this actress colors her hair red.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
All right, Lorene.
Okay.
We've got to get at it.
Christina Hendricks was on Busy Phillips last night. Her show Good Girls is back on NBC.
Yes.
And
which is about bad girls.
Yes. Anyway, I had forgotten that she's open about the fact that she's not a natural redhead.
She's blonde.
Yes.
Yeah.
She told Busy, she said, there's a lot less redheads. That's basically why she stuck with it.
I love it.
She was always obsessed with red hair when she read Anne of Green Gables.
Oh, remember that? Oh, my mom loved that book.
And yeah, she just has stuck with the red hair. And I guess I had forgotten. She looks like such a natural redhead.
Right.
With that creamy skin.
Sure, she does.
Anyway, she's... Yeah.
Donnie, are you still into her or do you not see her enough on the big screen?
I'm just looking at her photo.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She was in the second season of That Happened, Leonard, which was kind
first
of a
season.
Good show. First season.
She was in the first season. Yeah, I love that show.
That was a great show.
What channel?
That was Sundance. On the Sundance, but it's on Netflix now, I think. And it's...
H-A-P?
H-A-P.
Yeah.
And two names, Hap and Leonard.
There's a friendship between these two guys in the South. It's wonderful.
African-American and a white guy, yes.
The guy from Rome and the guy from Empire.
Yes. Yeah,
the Boardwalk Empire.
Boardwalk Empire and the guy from, I forgot, but he drops his British accent and puts on a Southern accent.
Southern accent, yeah.
But that's 100% a great reason.
Yeah.
There aren't that many redheads.
Yeah, that's
go
so
red.
True.
Okay. Go red and fab, even though it's March.
Okay. There she is as a blonde.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, she's gorgeous both ways, but she really does look good with red hair.
She looks great with it.
Rachel Lindsay says producers should choose an older Bachelorette, please Hollywood speak. What you think? You think she might?
She thinks
mean?
This new one stinks. I mean, they're picking a 24-year-old or a 23-year-old who doesn't even know who she is first. I mean, everyone is worried about this new Bachelorette.
Yeah,
I'm going to just say this.
Yeah,
I'm going to take a pause from this one.
Yeah.
I don't want to go in.
Yeah, on this.
No,
yeah, she seems like no.
She doesn't have enough upstairs for me to be interested.
Yeah.
No, I felt the same way about Colton, and I got driven into, drawn into that. Drama.
We won't. Yeah.
I'm not going to do her.
That is a very good.
You're too young.
Yeah. You don't
You're
know.
You're too young. You don't even know who you are.
Why don't they cast like a 34 year old?
No, like a 28 year old even.
Well, I think that Lindsay might have been 30 or something.
I also think it's hard for someone to consider giving up, you know, 3 months of their life. What job is going to let you go off?
Oh, believe me, these people will do it for the Insta followers.
But I mean, when you're older and in your career, maybe, I don't know how interested I would be.
At 30 or 31, I think you could find 32-year-olds. I think you'd find plenty of people who'd be interested.
Really?
Who were single? Hell yeah.
All right, I wouldn't have.
Okay, Bethany Frankel's media obsession is to blame for the school snub, for her daughter not getting in some fancy private school.
Everything in New York is about getting your kid into the right preschool. Seriously, it starts
imagine
in preschool.
Imagine how much bribing is going on there.
Then it's into kindergarten. Then it's into the grade school. But I mean, we watched that girlfriend thing, that TV show with that funny, funny lady that used to be Drew Barrymore's sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about getting their kids into
that show on Bravo. That was hysterical.
I love that show, Girlfriends or something. I can't remember what it, something like that.
Yeah.
But talking about how much people do to get their kids into the right preschool. Well, the thing with Bethany Frankel is she's a media hoe. So she always calls the paparazzi wherever
but
she
does
is.
She? Do you think she yep. is doing that? Yep. I've never seen pictures of her picking up her daughter or anything. I've never seen
I've
any
seen her walking
photos.
Hand in hand with her daughter. I think the people don't want the drama of Bethany at the school. So other parents who go there said, we don't want that drama. I mean, Michael Douglas's wow. kids go to school and it's all been fine. A lot of really famous people's kids go to school and it's not drama.
Okay.
Bethany Frankel's drama.
Drama. All right.
By the way, Billions last night good. Was, yeah, it was very good. And this is on Showtime.
It ended so, like, it was such a jaw dropper of how it ended. Yeah. So I'm excited
starting
to
out really good, but the whole show was dedicated to Dennis Shields, I believe, and that was the boyfriend of Bethany Frankel that died of the overdose.
Yes.
He was 52 years old, and he was best friends with the creator of Billions.
Oh, really?
So they dedicated it to
him. He apparently proposed to Bethany and her daughter on the same day.
Like he sounded kind of like he was kind of a lovely guy.
Yeah.
From what I was hearing from the creator.
All right. Here's another one. Okay. Alicia Vikander deleted Instagram after 1 month. She covers the March issue of Bazaar. She realized it wasn't good for her.
People say bad things to you. People.
Good for her.
Yeah. Yep. She lives full time in Portugal, by the way, with Michael Fassbender, if you're wondering.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But she said, I realized it was, I personally didn't find any joy in it.
No.
So she didn't like it.
It's, you know, here's the deal. It is.
She probably was pressured to do it because she's got endorsements or something.
And she needs a media presence. She's not that girl.
No, I guess not. I mean, she's a sect. Michelle Williams talked about tapping out of it, too. She just said, I can't. It's too much. I don't. And I get that.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Even for us.
Yeah. But I mean, you can see where you're Louis Vuitton, you know, you got to have this and then, whatever. Okay. Here's another one. Goop is selling a $150 rugby ball.
Huh? Well, go forth and buy it. You can get it for $13 on Amazon.
You might think she's trying to pass it off as vintage, but it's a reproduction of a 1950s. Yeah,
you can get a vintage ball and go to Menards.
And you've got to pump it up yourself.
Yeah, it comes deflated. You got to pump up your own damn ball.
Okay, there's nothing harder than pumping up like a ball.
I know. For $150, I want that thing.
I've never been able to make those things work.
Jeez. Erica Jane wants men and women to wear her high heels. She's got a collection with Shoe Dazzle.
They sold out immediately.
Yeah, she said she wanted all 15 of her styles to be made available in up to a size 12, which is a man's size 10, which is not a big
it's
foot
not big
for a
at
man.
All.
Not really, no.
She should really have it up to a size 15.
Well, Shaq has a size 22.
No, he's too big to wear high heels.
But I mean, she's
she's
acting like she's like all inclusive, but she's not including men.
Right, and not really. Really, she should have them up to size 15. I'm taking Erica Jane to task on this because a size 10 is like for.
I'm taking her to task on her.
Donnie's got bigger
on her personality.
Feet than that.
Oh yeah,
I'm totally taking. Her to task on her personality, Lori.
She's all right.
I don't like her anymore.
Because of when you met her and how rude she was?
Well, she was completely rude, and I get that. But why go to Craig's?
Right, to that table with Brad Goreski and Lisa Rinna in a big, prominent center spot.
Why go to the number one? It's like the Ivy used to be or something.
Yeah.
I mean, why go to the most popular place in town and be mean to people, A, when we say we love them, and B, I think she's... She's so entitled.
No, Julia, she is going
like
through perimenopause and she doesn't know it. And she is moody, real. And she gives allusions to that on The Real Housewives last week. She said, poor Tommy, I don't even resemble the woman. Well, it's because she's 45 and she's going through perimenopause. Her estrogen is plummeting. Mm-hmm. Her testosterone is going up. Her progesterone is
Look like a man.
And she's getting real.
She is.
No, she's out of balance that way and she just doesn't know it. And, you don't need to suffer, Erica Jane. Call us.
Yes.
Call us.
It's the truth, Lori.
Okay, Taraji P. Henson says the Empire set is great. It's a great atmosphere, she told the ET on Sunday.
They're on the, they may not exist anymore. In general.
The TV show Empire?
The TV show. So she's trying to say everything's...
Oh, yeah.
She's trying to say it's great.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
She wants to go do movies and other things.
Well, that doesn't come out like that.
Yeah, I know. But this show was good. But I don't know really seriously anyone who watches it anymore.
I don't
anymore.
Know one
There's
person.
There's just some diehard. We all dropped off of it.
Completely.
And we loved it.
For a season. That was it.
I even watched into the second because I wanted to see Demi Moore. Remember,
you always go longer and harder than I
do. I
know.
I even stuck with Lee Daniels' star.
So to speak. No, but Donnie, she does.
I'm sorry. That's a great straight line.
Say that again?
I mean, nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
I totally
But she
that.
Always lasts, you always last a year longer than I do on almost everything.
Yeah. Well, you know.
It takes you longer to get irritated with things that it does.
Maybe,
me.
Yeah. You're very bristly sometimes.
I am with shows. I'm like, I'm not into it. If you don't entertain me, why should I waste my time?
Ain't nobody got that.
Yeah. This is the beauty of ADD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't have ADD.
I have it massively.
I have a very long tolerance, obviously, for crap.
You do. I would agree 100%.
But I just say,
Danny,
well, you
put
never
that
know.
On tape.
That's right.
There's stuff that you watch in the name of the show.
I know.
And we're like, who cares? We didn't ask you to watch it. I need to watch this and report.
That's right.
You
How
need to know
one?
If Kris Jenner sucks or not.
Please do this one. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott's amazing career are getting in the way of their relationship.
Oh, my God.
It's called not seeing each other.
Ever.
Yeah. Ever,
And options are coming up, popping up along the way.
That's
what do
right.
you do?
Julia, by the way, that show you were trying to think of on Bravo was Odd Mom Out.
Oh, yes. It was such
that
a good
was a very,
show.
It was good. It
and
was
people were really...
Inside New York City.
Yes, it was really funny. I liked it. Thanks, Sonny. All right, we'll be back. I've got to tell you the three must-haves for spring. I'm going to see if you have them, Lori.